There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Molly Page, the news sage, Jennifer Horn, who is a sage into and unto herself. Here's the big story of the day, story of a man who killed himself on paper, according to
what?
A man killed himself on paper.
His paper cuts can hurt, man.
Yeah. This guy facing charges, he faked his own death to get out of paying student loans. David Venezia owed thousands of dollars in loans. Authorities say he pretended to be a relative when he called MIT and said he had died in an accident. MIT sent condolences and asked them to send the death certificate.
Do people not believe in karma? Gosh.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. People are amazing. All right. So Molly Page, the news sage, has the latest, the conversation, which probably is going to go on all week, about these two guys getting out of jail. Richard Matt and David Sweat. Couple of tough-looking dudes escaping over the weekend from Clinton Correctional Facility in the middle of nowhere.
That sounds like a TV show, doesn't it? Matt
yeah.
and Sweat.
Right. Matt and Sweat, yeah.
Matt and Sweat.
You think they're going to be on Tinder soon? Sounds like a yoga class.
Doesn't
quite
it, huh?
Right.
Matt, yeah, it does, doesn't it? Right. Hot yoga. I give up on that after two lessons. I'd had enough of that.
Really?
Oh, my God.
It's more hot sweat for you.
Right. No, thank you. All right, so apparently, Molly, a female prison guard is being questioned because please fill in the blank.
Well, this is what we're getting from the New York Post. They're saying it's an employee being questioned. Mm. That, according to a high-level source talking to the Post, they said it's not a guard and that she had already been yanked from her post.
Really?
Sure, there was some yanking. Yes. Hey, I knew Jennifer would get there.
Hey, stop it.
Given second, Jennifer would be all over it.
All right. Keep going.
So the source is saying that she may have been wooed by one of the escaped killers, Richard Matt.
That's wooed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this wooed. okay, so this is what this source says, and I'll tell you who the source is, because this is kind of hilarious to me. He says he has a way with the ladies. This source, retired detective David Bentley, where he's talking about Matt, Richard Matt.
Okay.
Who helped
Matt is 48 years old, by the way.
Indeed. Yeah. He helped put Matt away for the
George
19...
Clooney of criminal.
Well, apparently, according to what this detective said, he put Matt away for the 1997 murder of a businessman. Quote, when Matt's cleaned up, he's very handsome. And in all frankness, how do I say this? He wears
big
shoes?
Yeah.
Right. Oh. He gets
all right,
girlfriends any
on,
place
go,
he goes. This is according to the detective. Why does the detective know this? And why is he telling the Post?
He's trying to get out of jail.
He must be friends with Lindsey Graham. Keep going.
Anyway, so that's really all they have right now. They have no more information on this woman or exactly how it happened, except they did say that there was work going on in the prison. Mm. All the prison tools are accounted for.
She was seen leaving work with a limp.
And a power tool.
Anyway,
he said there's major construction going on in the prison right now. And he said the cuts in the wall, the cuts in the pipe, he said they're perfect and they're clean, as if they possibly had help. They knew how to use these tools.
All right. If you've taken a look at the pictures of this place, this is an eerie-looking place. This is no place. You wouldn't want to spend 5 seconds there if you didn't have to. And these people, they're killers. They're murderers. And so what else can happen? This is now speculation. Once you get away from, okay, they're out of jail. This woman may have helped them. There was a prison project going on. The rest of it is all complete speculation. Where are they going? They're only 20 miles south of the Canadian border, so there's an easy shot there if they can swim across the Rio Grande. Oh, wait a minute. That's Mexico.
How do you, but you know, in this day and age of drones and cameras and social media, how do you escape? I mean, how do people even think they're going to get away?
I know. The best part of the story is the picture of the Post-it that they left behind with a have a nice day sign on it. And
they were polite.
Right.
But it wasn't polite. No, it was racially skewed.
Yeah, it's very it's sort of Asian looking. How's that?
It's a parody of an Asian person.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Yeah. All right. So anyway, what do we think about this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer or Molly at DougStefan.com. What do you have for social media? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day, Kenny.
A couple of comments on the prison break. Dan says, the police should stop wasting time with teenagers in bikinis and instead go after the real bad guys.
Yep. Amen to that. Here's a comment I just saw. People judge the death penalty far too harshly, and although America is the only Western democracy to still kill its citizens, the practice has lots of support elsewhere in the world. The top 20 countries for executions were China, Iran, Saudi Arabia last year, Iraq, USA, Pakistan, Yemen, North Korea, Vietnam, Libya, Afghanistan, Japan, Syria, Sudan, Bangladesh, Somalia, Egypt, Indonesia, Belarus, and Taiwan. Not exactly the A team. But is this, should both of these people have been put to death for their crimes, is the question being asked by some. All right, Kenny, what else you got?
One more. Bob says, power tools operating in the prison and the guards didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
What a waste of taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. Why aren't they using cameras to monitor the inmates?
Well, maybe they were installing those. Maybe that's what the power tools were there for. Watch the inmate. This is an old prison.
Every cell, though.
Yeah.
They have probably that shoots down the hallway, which doesn't give them any view to if somebody's going out the back of the cell through the cement wall.
Yeah. This is more of the same government incompetence. Same stuff. Different day, that's all. 888-302-3684. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some exciting, amazing news. You can get ready for the warmer weather. Summer starts 2 weeks from today, first full day of summer. If you have hair that is thinning, more hair on your brush than on your head, you probably ought to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319. Never mind, probably. You absolutely ought to call and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix. It works on the three main causes of your hair thinning, cleansing the pores, allowing the follicles of hair under your scalp to come through, and there's a thickening agent in Provia that makes the hair that you have look fuller and thicker, so you're going to have a nicer appearance from the get-go. As soon as you start using Provia, you will like it. It's almost a miracle. 800-525-8319. What I like to say is, guarantee is simple. You get your hair back, or you get your money back. One or the other. That's it. No argument, no discussion. It either works or it doesn't. And obviously it works a lot more than it doesn't, because otherwise they wouldn't keep selling it if they had to give everybody their money back. 800-525-8319. Don't you like my logic? Don't I come across as somebody...
Always makes so much sense.
Who makes so much sense?
Yeah.
Yep. Provia cleanses your scalp, gets the hair to grow, you look better, we're all happier. 800-525-8319. Because I'm trying to thin out the people listening to this program who don't have any hair. I really don't want people. If you don't have any hair, why would I want to have you listening to the program? You got to have hair. You got to have hair. Lots and lots and lots of hair.
That's a little discriminatory.
800-525-8. Well, listen, all the people that work here have good heads of hair. Why shouldn't we have the listeners with the same? Right? We all have great heads of hair.
Did we have to pass that test?
Yeah, that was it. You didn't know that. That's how you got hired.
He didn't ruffle your hair before he hired you, Molly?
I know. I've never seen him. Who knew?
Yeah.
Maybe secret cameras.
800 525-8319 for Probia. Make sure you get your hair back before the summer gets hot and you have a lot of exposure on your head. 800, this will give you more hair. You don't get a sunburn on your head either.
Yeah, that's, you can't wear a hat.
800-525-8319.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Fine.
Shall we book another appointment then?
I
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
What?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right, here's the story from North Carolina that people are talking about. Authorities hailing a school bus driver for thwarting a potential bloodbath at an elementary school. Bus driver Alice Bradley calling 911 to report a man pointing a gun at her at the elementary school in Franklin. Officers responded and arrested Adam Conley and his girlfriend Catherine Jeter on multiple charges. Authorities say the couple told officers they intended to shoot students and teachers at the school because it was God's will. And the bus driver said when interviewed, "Everybody says I'm a hero. I'm not a hero. I just reacted like anybody else would." The local newspaper said the incident began when this fellow with a gun confronted Alice Bradley at 5 o'clock in the morning in the school parking lot. She said, "He just pointed a gun at me. He's going to shoot me," she thought. "I just got out of my car and I went toward him." Her actions sent Conley running for cover. He thought she would stop, and he didn't. Or she didn't. So anyway, the police got him with a stun gun. He had two handguns and a holster. Because the holsters always come with two positions now. Do they consider the stuff you stick under your arm, the police, is that a holster?
Yes.
Or holsters like
a holster. Anything that holds a gun is a holster.
It's a holster, really. All right. So anyway, they got him, but if it hadn't been for her, he would have gotten away with maybe murder. Who knows? Why was 5:15? That seems awfully early to get in a parking lot for a school, doesn't it? Just getting into the bus.
They were just going out to pick up the kids, I would imagine, because our kids get picked up at 6:20.
Yeah. $1 million, they're both in jail on $1 million bond.
Wow.
But who thinks like that? Who does? What are you smoking?
People who hear
what
things.
What are you drinking?
Yeah.
Well, they do suspect that they were on drugs.
No.
I know.
Shocker.
Wow.
Is.
This just in.
I had another big drinking night on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah,
I hope when Doug straps one on there.
I had
throw back some super beats.
What I was I was told that it was
sour.
About a thimble full of sangria, but I had at one point I'm looking and my head was going around, and then about 10 minutes it stopped. But
with one sip of sangria, holy moly!
And I slept. I had a great night's sleep. Like
that was more of a sugar high than anything.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah.
21 after.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Think, do it again. Do it again.
Who's got an ear?
Let me try that one.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I'm amazed at you. I didn't think we'd catch you asleep on that one.
Yeah.
Good heavens. One of our favorite groups internationally, known as the Jive Aces. And you listen to this for a second, you'll find out.
This one's done.
Still at the wrong speed.
Yeah, it is.
What are you doing?
Everybody all right over there?
Yeah. Huh? Thank you. Bring me sunshine in your smile.
Make me happy. All the while. Those other guys sitting in the world where we live.
Let's be more happiness. So much joy we can give to each man you find tomorrow. Make me happy. Make me happy.
Through the years.
Through the years.
Never bring me.
Never bring me.
Any
tears.
Let your arms be as warm as some from up above. Bring me sunshine. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love.
25 after the hour. The music gets you into the mood. The U.S. women's team has entered the World Cup. So I said to Jennifer and Molly, hey, how about this? This is pretty exciting.
Huh?
Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah.
You say that to us all the time.
No,
who cares?
I stopped saying that.
You said it to me today.
When? Prove
2 hours ago, get and I can't remember what it was thing. About.
Yeah, he stopped saying it right after that.
Yeah, like what? Lent started 2 hours ago for you?
All right, so is this not worth talking about, the Team USA trying to get the third Women's World Cup?
Honestly, how many of us are going to watch it?
Okay.
Nobody.
Well, I thought that more interest came from it because of all the interest in soccer because of FIFA.
Yeah, I mean, everybody likes a good soap opera.
But is the Women's World Cup doesn't have anything to do with FIFA, right? Is that true or not?
No, they're FIFA.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so why wouldn't it be more interested in it?
Because it's like NASCAR. We want to see the car hit the wall. We don't care about the race.
Really?
I would watch it when it's on, but I'm probably not going to follow everything up to it. Yeah.
Really?
I wouldn't watch it. No. I know some men like to watch it because sometimes the girls get excited and take their shirts off. But so do men.
That's what men do when they make a goal is they take their shirt off, which is, you know, I've been following this.
You've been following it?
Yes.
That's good for you. So with FIFA, there's an email that surfaced over the weekend, a 2007 email sent by the second in command, showing that the president knew of a $10 million payment from South Africa's Soccer Federation.
Right.
How did they get away with this for this long without somebody squealing on them? How did this go on this long?
How that guy, the president that got reelected last week.
Get out, yeah.
How he thought... I mean, he actually seriously thought he could be reelected and still remain president of this thing. Like, they weren't going to come for him.
Yeah. I just don't understand how this went on this long, frankly. I don't get it. When there's so much scrutiny of so many silly little things going on in the world.
You've been to enough third world countries. You know that everything is about...
Everything's corruption.
Everything is corrupt.
Yeah.
Everything. And they're just used to it.
Yeah.
That's when the U.S. said, wait a minute, we missed out on a World Cup and they're going to send it to Qatar? Yeah. No, something's wrong here.
Right.
And that's when it went down.
Start looking.
Yep.
Yep. And even though that's not a government agency, see, that's how I don't understand how the government gets involved, because it's not a government agency. The American group should have sued FIFA International in that circumstance.
Look at the Olympics. You got the same thing going on in the Olympics.
Yeah. Very corrupt. All right, well, food for thought. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Our nation was built on dreaming big. But will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Clean up with deals on top-quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Know-how! We could use a bunch of fancy scientific studies to explain how seafoam cleans your engine and improves performance. But recent scientific studies show that scientific studies are boring. So here's something that's not. Seafoam motor treatment, now at Napa for only $7.99. At just $7.99 for seafoam, you don't need science to tell you that's awesome. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores, 16-ounce can. Offer expires 6/30/15.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Just gain here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, and I are here to discuss the events of the day, things that are on the minds of people, or maybe you didn't hear the story. For example, those boobs at the Westboro Baptist Church. I used another
those guys.
That is being cruel to boobs.
Yeah, it is. You're right. All right, so they picketed the funeral of Bo Biden, at which the president gave the eulogy. How many people don't know about this group? Do you think there's anybody that doesn't know? Do we give the background of this group?
They protest almost every military funeral because
they carried those around the funeral of Bo Biden on Saturday. If you go to their website, they went to the Wilmington St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church. For whatever the reason, they get federal, not protection, but usually there's some group there that manages to keep them at bay. Their motorcycle, don't the motorcycle guys go to a lot of them?
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, here's the thing. As much as it stinks, you can't, I mean, freedom of speech doesn't mean that people act in good taste.
No.
Like Pamela
right.
Geller. Doesn't mean
yep.
you're classy. I mean, no. These guys are exercising their freedom of speech, so you have to just sort of leave them there. But
so far too the crazy, you know, setting off the crazy scale. If somebody, yes. if some homeless guy's walking down the street and bothering people or whatever, he's arrested because he's disturbing the peace.
These
can't
people are organized.
Them?
The homeless guy's disorganized.
By the way, the bikers are called the Patriot Guard riders.
Patriot Guard.
Standing right. for those who stood for us.
Not only do they protest against gays, but they also go to Jewish funerals because they don't like Jews either. So this is a wonderful Christian church. How does
protest.
The Baptist? How I want to know how the Baptist Synod allows this church to stay in operation.
They say if you go to their wiki page, which I just clicked on, is unaffiliated Baptist Church.
So how can they be? Isn't Baptist the name that is used around?
Yeah, but they're not in the group. They're not accepted in the Baptist.
And the group can't keep them out with that name?
Well, they can't.
They didn't change the name. They didn't copyright it.
Really?
Right.
No, that was a mistake.
Some of the signs on their website, God hates your prayers.
Oh, my God, these people.
God hates the world. Yeah, it's nice.
See, I'm not a biblical scholar, but God hates is not in the Bible.
No,
not
any God that I know that I pay attention to.
I even read the Gideon's version that they left for me at the Marriott, and I didn't see any of it. No.
I remember we had Reverend Phelps on the show one day.
We got a website which we have visited, and there's a gentleman, a minister, who runs the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. He pickets all over Topeka, Kansas every day, has since the summer of 1995, and goes elsewhere around the country, wherever he can achieve attention to himself and his zealot stand against homosexuality. The Reverend Fred Phelps from Westboro Baptist Church. Reverend Phelps, good morning.
Congratulations. We've just broken a new record for the shortest interview ever in the history of the Doug Steffen Show.
He left?
He hung up.
Yes.
Is this Reverend Phelps?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Doug Steffen. We're somehow or other disconnected during the playing of some of the things from your website. Are you ready to go on here?
No, we weren't somehow disconnected. You don't need me. You're just a loudmouth blasphemer who hates God and the Bible, and you want to use me as a punching bag. You have a nice day.
You don't know me at all.
At least he was polite.
Oh, yeah.
The good thing is he's now dead. So what is it with you two and your voices? Was it that long ago?
Yeah, my voice didn't sound... Did my voice sound different?
It sounds different to me, yeah.
Yeah, that was back in the 70s.
Holy moly.
Oh, my God.
That was a while ago.
All right, the crew on a United flight... How about this Friday night? You're on your way home, and there's a fire in the cockpit at 30,000 feet. 36 passengers taking off Newark. The fire starts, and they're 15 miles north of their destination of Hartford. Coming back around, they were landing, and the fire broke out. And so they told the people on the plane there was a fire in the cockpit, and we're going to put it out. And that's what they did. Imagine being a fly, just being any, what are you thinking when the guys come on the loudspeaker and say, sorry, where's the report from the cockpit? The cockpit's on fire. We're going to land as soon as we can. Meanwhile, we're doing our best to put the fire out.
Okay, so you know how you kind of get a little nervous when they say, is there a doctor on board? Can you imagine when they said, is there a fireman on board? Yes, is there a bomb specialist on board?
How did it start?
Things you don't want to hear.
You know, and things like that, electric stuff and anything. Cars have fires, trucks have fires, planes have fires, trains have fires. The wires get crossed, something gets overheated. I had a tractor, my neighbor Tommy Hansen, one of his tractors cooked up over the weekend because somebody put the battery. This is basic, hello, 101. They put the leads on the battery on the wrong side, and it still, the battery blew up and melted the alternator, the regulator. Pretty much everything, and I don't know why the tractor, because the battery's put right next to the gas tank. I don't know why the tractor didn't blow up. Frankly, it didn't. It cooked some stuff, but
life on the farm is really interesting, Doug. Yeah, last week, your cows got out and they ate your neighbor's lettuce.
Yeah. Yes, the nice sure. job in there. Yeah,
good times.
Nice. I have audio from the cockpit from one of the pilots.
Yeah! Look what I have created!
You can move that Captain Crewley now.
That's Captain Wilson.
There we go.
That's Captain Wilson.
All right, Dunkin' Donuts, let's do some food news here. Everybody ready for some food news?
Sure.
Ready.
Dunkin' Donuts is going to, perhaps, they're considering delivering Dunkin' Donuts to your house.
I vote yes.
Home delivery of Dunkin' Donuts. They're going to test food delivery. It's been a big opportunity, says the CEO of Dunkin' Donuts, and we're all about the money. So now we'll see if we can make this work.
Duncan. For this, because who wants to have to strap on your shoes and walk to the donut shop?
So when you inconvenient.
Just, yeah. I know, when you could just stay on your couch and call someone to bring you an apple fritter.
Right. In the last couple of weeks, we've talked about Starbucks home delivery, McDonald's home delivery, Chipotle home delivery.
I don't even want to walk to the front door. I just want to say, come in.
Yeah. And have them put it in your mouth.
Put it in my mouth, please.
Yeah. And chew for me.
In my belly.
In the year 2525. If man is still alive. All right, so let's see here. Subway restaurants in the news today announcing they will eliminate artificial flavors, artificial colors, and artificial preservatives from their menu, joining the ranks of other restaurants who are hoping to cash in on demand for healthy food. I thought Subway already promoted themselves as healthy. Isn't that the way the guy lost Subway all that
heat fresh? Yeah, healthy, but they don't have, I mean, just recently there was a story about how there was like plastic particles in the bread that they just took out.
It was the same stuff that's in yoga mats. Was in their buns.
That was the
But it's not just them, it's in a lot of bread.
Right, no, it's true. It's in a lot. Yeah. But they took that out recently.
Who was the lady that we had on a while back, the food ninja or the food something?
I remember,
and she was the one
who
protested them to get them to take the plastic out of the food babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that is now, in terms of research, what most people are saying when they are surveyed, no matter what their economic consideration is, they like the idea of all natural, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, and so this stuff tests very well in focus groups, and all these restaurants, the fast food chains, they're all doing focus groups all the time. I can't imagine somebody taking Taco Bell seriously, though, when they say they're not going to put any artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives in their food. What is left? What do you get for 99 cents at Taco Bell?
Well, that's what I don't understand.
Sawdust.
There's beans and rice and lettuce, and yet you eat it, and it will stay in your stomach for weeks.
Yeah, it's like having
it doesn't digest.
It's like having the donut, right?
Yeah.
You said donuts are great. They taste great. But
I can't eat them, but they're delicious.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah, they make me kind of sick.
Well, it's all that white flour. Man, staying away from this has easily allowed me to lose. Every once in a while, I had a little piece of bread the other night, but I've been staying away from bread and dough.
What about pie?
Well, I finished the pie.
Okay.
So now I'll go back to it. It did.
Was that last hour?
No, actually, at the bottom of the hour. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, see. Boy, I'm like a pie whisperer. I was like, it sounds like you just ate apple pie.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up in a moment, hepatitis C infections are soaring. Why would that be? 17 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood like 5-inch refinished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy to install flick strand bamboo for $2.49. It's two times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more for 49 cents and 18 months special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
You
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here's the news in Memphis today. A bathroom robber facing up to 10 years behind bars for ripping a man's pants in half. It seems that Oscar Reynolds reached under the men's room stall in an office building, told a man to give him his wallet. The man refused, and then this guy grabbed his pants, which, as you can imagine, were not on his body, started pulling them. And the guy who was in this other stall pulled back, so...
Oh, this can't end well.
Oh, no, I know where I want to know where this is going.
Well, the guy ripped one...
Who won?
The guy in the stall, the guy who owned the wallet managed to keep half of his pants that had the wallet in it.
Wow.
The other guy got away with the other half of his pants until the police were called and they captured this fellow. Anyway, wow. He was in the parking lot getting in his car.
Happy
and
ending.
He still had the other half of the pants. Wouldn't you have thought he'd have thrown him into the dumpster or something? Jeepers.
One would think.
One would have thought.
What do you do when you walk out of the bathroom with no pants?
You're like, half of your pants.
Or you walk out with an extra half a pair of pants.
That's even better. Oh, my God.
Who was that politician? Oh, my gosh. Years ago, there was a politician who would proposition people in the men's room, and he would always have the wide stance. Who was that guy?
Wiener?
No, it was before him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the airport bathrooms, right?
Yes.
Oh,
he was the toe tapper, that's right. Yes. He had the wide stance and he'd tap his toes.
All right. The problem... Can we get serious again for a minute?
Yeah, but sure. I'm still going to look
Were
this
we
up.
Serious?
Appalachia. Hepatitis
Prince's girlfriend?
Problems.
Oh.
Larry Craig,
that's right.
Yeah.
An increase in the abuse of drugs causing hepatitis C infection rates to triple in the Appalachian states. Woo-wee. This can't be good. Mostly rural areas in Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia.
Sexually transmitted.
And that's it. You see, that's the problem.
And intravenous drugs, too.
Yeah. The number of people. How do poor people get a hold of these drugs? Because most of the people that we're talking about here...
Yes. In fact, so many people have gone to prescription drugs and away. Now the
heroin Mexican, and stuff. That's
the
cheap.
Mexican cartels are creating heroin because it's cheaper than buying the pills that people were buying on the streets. So
wow, 3 million people have hepatitis C, according to the CDC, and most of it is from intravenous drug use. Wow.
You know, when they track those things, there's a book called The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah.
Malcolm Gladwell. And he follows some of these outbreaks, and they can trace it back to, like, the first one or two people that started in any given city.
Really?
And then they usually find that it's some very charismatic person who gets around a lot, and then, boom, it just starts from there. It's very interesting.
Story at DougStephan.com today. A Spanish court has agreed to hear the case of a woman who is suing eBay because the company won't let her sell the sun. She's been selling 11 square foot plots of the sun for $1 each. She's gotten 600 orders. eBay...
But she hasn't collected any money.
My God.
It's like the buy a star thing, like, really?
Right, yeah, right. We'll name a star, and you get a certificate of origin, or what do they call it? Authenticity. Yeah, and at Christmas time, they sell those things for $54, and they sell them all day. I mean, hundreds of thousands of them at Christmas time.
The gift for someone who has it all. Name a star after them.
Exactly.
But for just a buck, wouldn't you want to have a little certificate? You own the piece of the sun.
The sun.
I
exactly.
love when I'm tan, you know?
All right. Entrepreneurial adventure continues. All right. And speaking of that, up next, another entrepreneur in the focus here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
My Cool Inventions Report with Akos Jankura, the solutionist, John Cremens, the doctor of shopology, here to encourage inventors and inventions and getting people into the rich and famous department. We want everybody in America to be rich and famous, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, listen, my goodness. That. Hey,
In fact, this Bob's with his disposable
wipes.
That's right.
that we had on earlier in the show.
Yeah, right.
His vote is off the chart.
Is it?
What we're getting is a huge volume of votes, and they're very passionately liking the product. So,
he's at 93% right now.
Yeah, we were talking to him. This guy's invented this product 15 years ago. That predates any of these baby wipes and stuff like that.
But you know why you have more voting, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, but because we have a broader audience in that earlier time frame, that's why this is a better thing, because the audience will react and like these sorts of things. So for those of you who didn't hear the conversation, this guy, Robert Delaney, has a flushable multi-purpose wipe and dispenser that is usable for everything, according to Jennifer anyway. I think Jennifer did some research on this to find out that it was usable for anything and everything.
Yes, right.
Yes, you did. Okay.
Yeah, so if you could put on a roll of toilet paper on a, which, you know, you really got to teach my wife to do that, because she doesn't. But I'm the only one that does it.
True.
No, you ever, you, like,
the fact that you get any affection at home, just talk to
me. Is there a comment like that? Does she listen to you on the radio?
No. Here's the deal. It's like, I'll go in and I'll see the roll sitting up on top of the counter.
Yeah.
But it won't be on the roll thing.
Yeah, she's leaving that for you.
So I end up having to install, like everything else. I mean, I'm the do-it-all guy.
Really? Well, that's because you're
over or under? Do you care?
Oh, over under. That's
ooh, I do it over. Actually, it over they too. Shouldn't because we have cats.
Right.
And cats like to play with it, and you come out and there's like an unrolled.
Cats and kids, cooler. You have to do it under. You can't do it over.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do that because then I can't find it.
All right, so here's the idea. Whenever
first
world problem.
Akos and John are here. I'm always inspired to do a little research to find out what other inventors are doing besides the ones that we focus on here when they're on from My Cool Inventions. So here's, speaking of husbands and wives, John, this is for you.
Okay.
You will not be forced to make a doctor's appointment anymore. There's a new invention coming from Japan. Panasonic has a toilet that will analyze your urine after you go. This is something, if there's something abnormal, the toilet will email your doctor with
goodness, you've got to be kidding me.
Some of the other, this is Japanese electronic. This is from Panasonic. Yeah. They have new inventions, a kitchen table with a flat screen computer built into the top of it. You can use it to watch TV while you're eating breakfast. Let's see here.
Well, I've seen the refrigerators that actually have a TV built in.
Yeah.
And internet access.
There's a new robotic vacuum cleaner that will clean your floors while you're at work. Or playing with the children.
What are you talking about? I have
that's
one
Roomba.
The Roomba.
I have the Roomba. Then they made one.
They made a new one. Didn't they make a new Roomba?
In your garage.
The Roomba.
Yeah. They got one that cleans the pool called Scuba.
Yeah. What?
Yep. You got one that cleans your gutters. What's that called? I can't remember.
Gutter?
Oh, it was something else. But it was same company.
Cleans your gutters.
You got to clean the gutter. Actually,
Bob's working on another one.
The cool thing about them is they do a lot of military stuff,
yes,
too.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They're the guys that use bombs. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Basically, I mean, I saw one of the first Roombas on air on television.
You did?
Yeah.
You know my line for that was? My great-great-grandmother thought if there was a machine to wash clothing, she'd have thought you were crazy. Then my grandmother thought if there was a machine to wash your dishes, she'd have thought you were crazy. Our grandkids are going to say, did you realize that our grandparents were actually vacuuming by pushing things around?
Yeah.
That's basically technology.
Do you remember the song In the Year 2525? Either of you know that?
No.
If man is still alive.
Oh, my God, here he is.
Why, what are you...
It sounds like that.
Yeah. In the year 2525, if man is still alive. It is basically... What? Will you stop it?
Four times today you reference that song because you think about something from the future.
Well, but it really applies here. Listen to this.
2525. Oh, my God. That's wild.
No. Keep going. I want these guys to hear it. They don't know the song.
They
know. Wow.
All right, so if you want to keep voting for the person of the day who's in the spotlight, check out at mycoolinventions.com Robert Delaney with his multipurpose wipes and the dispenser that goes with it. If you would like to support him, you can text thumbs up to 22333, or you can call 888-877-0490, or you can vote at mycoolinventions.com. And if you have something that you would like to submit for consideration, just send it to the boys, to Akos and John at mycoolinventions.com. All right. What is this is a good, this is a bona fide pop hit in the year 2525.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.